thunder in the distance. See a vision of a cross. I feel the pain that was given on a sad day of loss. A lion roars in the darkness, only he holds a key. A light to free me from my burden and grant me life eternally.
Summer may be in the books, but the big clearance savings at Honda North are still going on every remaining 2017 vehicle in stock, like the Honda Fit, HR-V, and the best-in-class CR-V. Deals like this don't come around every day, so hurry into Honda North now.
WLER, Butler, Cranberry,
The Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you to another edition of Local Music. It is our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. Every Sunday night around 7 o'clock, Bob in Utah sit down and chat about the local music scene, play some local tunes, and usually visit with somebody. And we've got a special guest we'll tell you about here tonight. But I am Bob Cupp from The Rock Station, 97.7, joined by Mr. Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions. Utah, welcome to another edition.
Good evening, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing quite fine. And this is show number 271, plus or minus 1.5, because we're into that time of year where it's football season and we start looking at lines, and that connects with people. So, and we're brought to you by the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler. See Jim Harpel for your opportunity to record some great stuff that can be featured right here on the Grassroots Show every Sunday night. And we've got a lot going on. Another Rock Down Right tour stop coming up in September. But before that, it is the Butler Fall Festival, probably your next best opportunity to see a whole bunch of music, just like you'll have the opportunity to do with Zilly on Tap. But this is a very special event that's been going on for many, many years. It's kind of evolved over the years, but always has had music as its base in downtown Butler. And it was just an opportunity to do a lot of different things and invite people to come to Main Street, downtown Butler, for a lot of years. Food and vendor booths and usually a car show going on, but always has had music over the years. And for a long time, a lot of it was centered right around the Diamond Park area near the courthouse, where they would have a stage set up and different bands would play, and there would be different musically inclined musicians, some cloggers, and maybe even a DJ up and down the street. But now there are going to be different locations where there are actual bands. So pretty much when you walk from north to south on Main Street, you're going to have a great opportunity to see some great music.
Yeah, there's going to be three stages, several bands, and you know, you mentioned cloggers and things like that. There's going to be a lot of performers in between the acts at the various stages as well. So there's going to be a lot going on. Mm-hmm. You just have to show up.
That's right.
That's all you got
to
do.
Yeah, it doesn't cost you a dime to come down. Yeah. You know, parking is free, right? Because Main Street will be closed, so you can't park there. But hit some of the side streets, hit one of the parking lots. I think, well, I shouldn't say free, because parking in the parking lots are always paid, but minimal cost for you to come down. And bring some money for some food. There's always some great, great food down there. And, yeah, you're going to, in fact, the Shady Lady crew going to be there. Shady Lady Productions having the Shady Lady stage back where it should be on West Newcastle Street. I'm excited to hear that.
Yes, we are going to be back, and we've got four great acts coming at you at the West Newcastle Street Plaza. We're going to have Miss Freddie and her home cooking band. We're going to have the Ray Lanick Band. We're going to have the Mo Nelson Band. And we have Shag Dog Melonhead. And all three of those last three bands have played West Newcastle Street Plaza before for Shady Lady shows. So very happy to have them back.
Wide variety of styles there, but all very, very good. I think you'll enjoy every moment of it and see some of the talent that is on display. So come down and check it out. That's a Saturday, September 23rd, throughout the day.
And I believe there's going to be acoustic music going on up at the Diamond Park stage, and there's going to be another stage, Butler Brew Works, I believe.
Okay.
And there's going to be four bands there as well.
Fantastic. And then after that, don't forget, our Rock Done Right tour continues. Two more stops for the 2017 edition, including a Veterans Day special, or veterans surrounding Veterans Day. I believe that'll be, what, the 12th this year, because last year Veterans Day fell on a Friday. You'll have an opportunity to enjoy the evening of festivities. We'll have more on that. And, of course, before that is October 14th, which is a Saturday. And that'll feature Zilly on Tap, back for year number two. And actually, Veterans Day this year is the 11th. So it will be the 11th
on Saturday. It's always the 11th, we'll have a Saturday.
There you go. Yeah, yeah, it was Friday the year before. That's what it was. Yep. Okay. See, the eclipse messed with my head.
Yeah.
Okay.
You weren't supposed to look at it, Bob.
I didn't. I stood sideways.
Didn't you get the memo?
But mark your calendar as well. I do know this is a Saturday, October 14th, Zilly Nopal Community Park is Zilly on Tap.
Wondering why you've been looking at me funny.
See? Yeah. I didn't have any glasses, so I was trying to use that piece of paper that you cut a hole in, and I think I looked at it.
It's supposed to be a small hole.
Yeah. Well, okay. I looked at it backward.
Oh, okay.
I was supposed to turn around. Oh, well. So let's get to some music, because we've got some special guests coming into the studio tonight. Very excited about that. There's been quite a buzz, so we're anxious to meet these guys. There's been quite a buzz surrounding them, and great to have them on the show tonight. They're 13 Saints. We're looking forward to hearing from those guys. But first, we're going to dig out an old classic for you, and this is going to take you back a few years, but also, literally, in two different facets. We had Billy Price on our show a few years back when he got together with an old soul legend who has now passed, and fortunately they were able to get together, and this was one of Billy Price's heroes, as he told us on the show, and just did such a cool album. And if you're a fan of oldies and R&B and old soul, this doesn't get any better than this album that they did together. We're talking about Billy Price and the late Otis Clay, and a cool song that we've played before called All Because of Your Love.
Okay, and we will follow that up with a recent past guest. I loved him being on the show, and I've really gotten into his music, and that's Mr. Martin Vincent, and we'll do his song Boulevard of Tears.
All right, it's tonight on The Grassroots Show, presented in part by the Meat Locker Recording Studios and the Rock Ann Haven and more, on 97.7 The Rock Station.
Got me rocking in the reel. Oh, what a feeling. Knocking on the wrong door.
putting on the wrong clothes, baby.
as the children they look on while they learn from you and me. In generations yet to come, let's break this chain of misery. This road a street of joy, bringing love to everyone. A life of peace, not a war. Legacy for years to come.
Walking in the rain, never notice teardrops in my eyes. Though I may be recalling from this pain,
I'll walk this boulevard,
this lonely boulevard. I'll walk this boulevard.
Oh.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. The Rocks. You've known it as Rock Ann Haven, where everybody knows your name. You can have your own favorite bar stool. You meet your friends and shoot a game of pool while enjoying the best fish in town on Fridays. And the wings, oh man, are they the greatest. When you're looking for a great place to eat, Rock Ann Haven at 141 Greenwood Drive is the great place to land. The Rocks. Rock Ann Haven, a great little tavern with a great big menu. The Rocks. Rock Ann Haven. It rocks.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. This segment brought to you by the ever-famous and ever-popular Rainbow Inn down in Freeport. It's really kind of your first stop when you get into Freeport, and it really should be. And when you do, you buy the Man Can Special and say, the Grassroots Show recommended that I stop in here and pick this up.
Yep, and they've got a lot of things underway with Schwartzfeld now. They've got some plans in the works, and I think some of that's going to include live entertainment, live music show. So
nice.
Might be some things like that happening down there, since, you know, football moved up the hill now.
Yeah.
Which was a shame.
Yeah. No more lights in the down. Well, they want to keep the lights, I guess. Huh?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Things always change, and we don't always like it, but hopefully it's for the better. Well, good luck to the Yellow Jackets this year, nonetheless. And then after the game, you can stop down to the Rainbow. See, it all ties right back
there
in.
There you go.
Just a little more travel, that's all. Hey, we're excited to have the band 13 Saints into the studio here tonight, and we'll kind of go around the table and welcome Dave Bizzard, who is one of the lead guitarists and vocalists. Dave, welcome to the show here tonight.
Thanks for having us. It's great to be here.
Sitting next to Dave is drummer Eric Corbin. Eric, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Ernie Dirt is here as well. He's one of the lead guitarists as well. And I met Ernie out at Peter B's, I think, for the first time. Ernie, good to have you in the studio.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
And also on bass and vocals, we know him as Creep. Creep, yes. New Holland, how you doing?
Hello, everyone. Glad to be here.
It's great to have you guys on the show here tonight, too. I think we referred to it on our last show. We're always talking about ways bands can get in touch with us because we do a lot of searching, but it's nice to have bands look us up as well because we can't do it all. But we were actually told about you guys by one of our avid listeners who said, you need to check this band out. And that was Sandra Scott, who was very involved in putting together the recent honoring of Dan Macko. So thanks to Sandra for the tip of introducing us to 13 Saints. And we'll find out about the band itself. But why don't we kind of go around the table here first and start with Dave. Dave, how long have you been in the music scene and playing music?
Well, I guess I've been playing guitar since I was about 13, and I'm 15 now, so just a couple years.
You don't look a day over 14.
Is that something? It's my health regime. It keeps me young. I played in a band out of Clarion called Ask a Stranger. Did that for a lot of years, and then I moved to Pittsburgh about 5 years ago and answered an ad on Craigslist. The ad was a guy trying to put together the oldest punk band in Pittsburgh, and that's where I met Creep.
Okay.
So.
And it was like the age of the people were going to be the eldest members. It wasn't like going to be like the oldest band, but the band with the eldest members.
Most veteran experience, maybe.
Yeah.
That's the PC way of saying it.
Cool. So you've been well-versed in the music scene around this area, and certainly as we sit here in the city of Butler, you've been well-versed with some of the old establishments that we've talked about on this show.
Right, yeah. I don't know how many of them are still here, but I used to play at the Night People's Place and at the Ribbit, and I know there was a club in one of the, like the Holiday Inn or something, out on Route 8.
Down on Route 8,
okay.
Yep.
Played there a couple times, and there was another club that I know that we played down here with some regularity, but name's escaping me.
Yeah, there were some great establishments, the Anacue, the Meridian Inn, and none
Meridian.
Of them.
Meridian. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, and back in the day, I don't know what it's like now, but way back then in the late 80s and early 90s, I mean, you could play in Butler Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and draw crowds every night.
Yeah.
Or not draw crowds, but you know, you could play.
Right, right. Well, there was a tour around here. You could hit 3-4 different establishments in a night and see some great music.
He's done that tour, so that we know.
That's right. That's right. That was my Friday. Well, my Friday night tour, especially, but some great places. And now I think the Ribbit now is a fire hall. The Night People's Place burnt down, and I sat and watched that burn down. And Meridian Inn is now W. Rick's Taproom and Grill, so they don't have any music out there anymore, but they still have an establishment. And the Anacue, that's long gone as well. So, but there are others that have replaced it, but it's neat to hear that you've been through this scene. So, and Creep, let's talk to you, since obviously you must be a punk rocker at heart, but give us a little background of your musical history.
I started playing clubs in 1977, and back then it was all about glitter rock. I'm not going to call it glam rock because it doesn't associate well with the 80s glam scene, but glitter rock from the 70s. So you probably wore higher heels and more makeup than Tammy Baker on any given show. And I like that. I like the rock and roll of the 70s.
Yeah.
And played the East Coast from Boston to D.C. and everything in between.
Wow.
Cover bands and originals throughout, up until when I moved here 3 years ago.
Okay, all right.
So did a lot of playing on the East Coast.
That's cool.
Had a lot of fun.
Yeah. And how did you get involved in that? I mean, what led you to, you know, pick up a bass guitar and
wasn't
start
good
playing
at anything else.
Well, most of us do.
Well, you're going to pick up chicks. You've got to be good at sports or
exactly.
good at playing an instrument. So I sucked at sports. always liked music. I don't know. Always liked guitars. Like, I remember a sunny afternoon, and one kid had a Checkmate amp and a Tesco Delray guitar that he just got, and everybody else couldn't wait to get outside and play. And I was waiting for him to turn his back and animate it so he could get my hands on it. I didn't know how to play it, but it's like that was the coolest thing you could have had when you were a kid.
Yeah.
I'm talking when I was like 12.
Yeah, yeah. And you're 16 now, right? Right. 1 year older.
I met he's Dave. Dave does remember, but I met him at a Boy Scout Jamboree. So, in the middle of the state.
Out of Moraine State Park when Nixon flew over when I was a kid.
I remember that, too. good stuff.
Camp for pale young boys.
Yeah. Now, I'm curious, before we move on, Dave, influences. What kind of music did you grow up listening to? What did you love? What do you love?
I have a pretty wide palette. I remember hearing One by Three Dog Night when I was a little kid and just being like, oh, man, that is so cool, because it was it was really piercing, and then I went right into like Rolling Stones, Deep Purple. But then, was it 78 or 79? You know, I was all about Styx, Kansas, all the big rock and roll stuff. I heard Catholic Boy by Jim Carroll Band, and that was like one of those life-changing moments for me.
Yeah.
And but I didn't start disliking all that other stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, wow, Jim Carroll Band, Dead Boys, Lou Reed, all that stuff. It was just like, and then, you know, I still like, even as an old guy, I've tried to keep up with music. I mean, but then the next bands I say, you're going to say, well, those are old too, but like Tool and Nine Inch Nails, and I like electronica stuff like Chemical Brothers and Crystal Method, stuff like that. So.
Cool. Creep, how about you? Background. I'm really curious about this.
I like the glitter rock from the 70s, Bowie and the Spiders, Mott the Hoople, Alice Cooper.
Okay.
The more pretentious the band was, the more I liked it.
A little show.
Yeah. Rock and roll should have been a show kind of thing. And then then The Clash. I heard The Clash and Clamp Down and stuff like that. It was a turning point where it kind of put the glam stuff or the glitter stuff from the 70s in my back pocket and really took a hold of The Clash and the Ramones and the Sex Pistols.
Okay.
And New York Dolls.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We're all huge Dolls fans. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
And
David Johansen's voice just still.
The 90s and depression set in with the 90s because I think the 90s was horrible. It was like one of the worst decades for rock and roll. I know Dave disagrees with
me. And I
probably everybody out there disagrees with me.
No, I'm sliding your way. I'm creeping your way.
Part of this. So,
and there's the percussionist right there.
And then we called it in Philly doom and gloom or dirge, which would have been like Joy Division and Bauhaus and all
that. Okay, wow, man.
And dove into that for a while. And actually put a band together very similar to Bauhaus and Joy Division and found it was really boring to play.
Oh, really?
It's not a whole lot of energy. And so quickly trashed that and started my first original project that was kind of described by people as it was like the Sex Pistols with better guitar playing or something like that.
Right.
Or the Clash meets Alice Cooper kind of thing.
Gotcha. That's cool.
And now it's any given time I'm usually listening to something from the early 70s, from British rock from the 70s.
Cool.
Just saw the Foreigner 40-year tour a couple weeks ago. They were fabulous.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot of original memories left, but the music still holds up.
One, if that.
Yeah, I listen to a Ramones song, and then listen to Cold as Ice. Now, two different genres and two different things, but the amount of work that goes into Cold as Ice is like eight-part harmonies at the end and counter melody and guitars, and then where you have three chords going da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
It's like, give your due, people, to the people that knew how to play their instruments back in the 70s.
Good stuff. Let's move over to the percussionist and talk to Eric Corbin on drums, who's now in Beaver County via Long Island, New York. Right?
That is correct.
He got it right on the first
try. Yeah, right.
somebody
remembers.
I knew not to stay Staten Island. Yeah.
Every show he comes from somewhere else.
I know. Apparently.
I was right state, though.
Yeah. How did you end up in Beaver County via Long Island?
Well, actually, in between that, I was in Southeast Florida. From Long Island to Florida was just, you know, change of scenery, follow the family, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
From Southeast Florida to here was love.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's what it was.
And he's still playing music.
Yeah. No, she's very supportive. But yeah, so believe it or not, that was it. And but it was a blessing in disguise because when in Florida, I wasn't really doing anything musically.
Okay.
For whatever reason, I just wasn't doing that in Florida. Never got into the music scene there. But after a couple of years here, actually with my fiance's urging, I got back into playing drums, originally a cover band, and then to an original band, and then into this original band.
Cool.
So that's what allowed me to even get back into it.
That's awesome. Always been a drummer in bands?
Yeah, been a drummer since I was 16, self-taught. I probably tried every instrument other than drums between 11 and 16.
Okay.
Failed miserably. Bass, guitar, vocals.
Miserably, failed miserably. But I would air drum. People would be like, oh, you play the drums? I'd be like, no. They'd be like, well, you look like you could. So I did. I just bought a cheap $90 set from my friend's dad, and rest is history.
That's awesome.
I love the drums.
Influences? Styles?
Well, I guess I would have to name Peter Criss's one, because he was the first drummer I even came across. You know, being that Kiss was the first band I came across, you know, since like kindergarten. Then I have to say Tommy Lee of Motley Crue.
Yeah.
Loved his showmanship and how he took the visual of a drum solo to a whole other level.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say how he took his shirt off.
No. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. I can't play the drums in anything other than my shorts. So that's where.
Okay.
I got that from Tommy Lee. Yeah. But and maybe I did. I don't know. Subconsciously. But other influences include Matt Cameron, Soundgarden.
Okay.
You know, cool. Danny Carey, Tool. Drummer. His name escapes me, but the drummer from G Love and Special Sauce. Love him. And for some reason, the name is escaping me. Also, the drummer from Dave Matthews Band, I remember, had a profound effect on me.
Wow. That's cool.
But yeah. And as far as musical influences go, you name it from the decade, I probably like it or love it.
Okay.
With the exception of maybe country.
Okay.
Yeah. All with the exception of that, I'm pretty much.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Ernie Dirt. Let's talk a little bit about you and how you got involved in music.
Mostly through just friends that were musicians. Mm-hmm. Like he said earlier, it just looked like the cool thing to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, it looked like fun. Girls dug it, you know. Why not?
Yeah.
That was probably at the age of maybe 14, 15 in that area. Was never into anything very good worth naming. Until probably late 80s, early 90s, first band that you may have heard of, Ash of the Ashes. Played bass with them for a little while. I was actually a bass player with them for a little while.
All right.
It's a band called, they're called Dead Fuzzy. I don't know if you remember Gabe Sirolis, singer. They were around for a little while back in the 90s. They were called Trauma at one time, too.
Okay.
I'm sure if you remember that.
All right.
Then I kind of took a long hiatus. Actually, for 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah, didn't play anything for a long time. You know, did the family thing, raising the kids, all that kind of stuff. And actually, it was my ex-wife now, but she kind of talked me into it, much like Eric, you know. Got a, you know, kick in the butt like that. But then I got into a couple of tribute bands. One was called High and Dry, Def Leppard tribute band.
Cool.
And then I was a bass player also. In the band Say Ah, the Poison tribute band.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of got tired of that thing for a little bit, wanted to do original music, answer to, you know, Craigslist ad. Yeah, obviously we're into Craigslist. So,
yeah. You know, hey, obviously it works.
Yeah,
right?
It works. It worked for us, yeah. You know, for something other than like something kinky. You know?
Just depends what you're answering there.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
All out, yeah. You out there listening?
We also all played instruments. And they were like, oh, let's just create a band.
Cool stuff.
Yeah, I answered that ad. And, you know, actually, when I first answered it, they had already had someone. And then I think Creep said that, can I keep your number for maybe later on? And I said, yeah, that's fine. And so, you know, did. And I don't know, 6 months later, I think.
Yeah.
So then here we are. Yeah.
Cool. We're here with 13 Saints tonight on the Grassroots Show. Let's get into a song, and we'll play a couple more, and we'll find out exactly how you put this all together and what you plan to do with it now that you've been together for just about a couple of years. It's 13 Saints. We're going to do a song called Deep. Who wants to intro that song for us?
The more people ask me this question, the more I seem to write about the same theme a lot. It's about not sweating the small stuff, and deep is kind of like... We don't do anything serious. That's kind of the idea. We don't do deep. We don't sweat the small stuff, and we don't take this too serious. The whole band was built with the idea of having fun, and we're not looking to become rock stars at our ages. At least I'm not. I'm pretty sure nobody else is. So let's do this and have a good time, and don't sweat it.
You're out of luck, because after this show, you're going to be rock stars.
We almost promise you that.
Almost.
It's the first song on their new album called Crushing Copper. It's Deep. It's 13 Saints here tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
you gotta name some names. So you say you want a piece of me. Come on over, I got two or three. This ain't no time for you to cut and run. You gotta get you done. Foot on the throttle. Don't be no bitch. Every mile of road, you know you got 2 miles to ditch. Push it to the limit. Come back alive. Even if you win, you lose. If you don't survive.
Dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
We're back on the Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7. This particular segment brought to you by our friends at Bros's Superette. They are in Butler at the top of South Main Street Hill, which really is kind of funky if you're traveling around and you're trying to find South Main Street Hill because you might be heading down Main Street and then it disappears. Well, that's intended. Just make a left when you get to the traffic light, and you'll work your way back to South Main Street and work your way to High on the Hill and right on the Price. That's where Bros's Superette is. And whether you're looking to grill out, put something out on the dinner table, or if you need something for lunch, they always have something great in the display case. And as we get deeper into fall, one of my favorite things to get there is, of course, the ham loaf. I talk about it a lot. I've even had people tell me on the show, I'm not a fan of ham loaf. Well, if you go to Bros's and try it, and you're not, you can just drop it off at my house because I'm right down over the hill. Okay, so we thank them for being a sponsor. We thank 13 Saints for being here tonight. And we just heard a song that we actually played a couple of weeks ago on the show from their Crushing Copper CD. I love the name of that album. That's awesome. But Evel Knievel. And Dave, you're going to tell us a little bit about that song.
Okay. It's just all about rock and roll and being that kind of rock and roll lifestyle, which I think is a perfectly honorable pursuit in life, to just be a rock and roller and to kind of throw yourself into the mix. As far as there's a lifestyle that goes along with being a rock and roller, that's, you know, a little bit of excess this and excess that, and you might get in a fight or two along the way, but buy the ticket, take the ride. It's gonna be fun if you just stick it out.
Cool.
And you can be a real live rock and roller without ever being famous. I've met bona fide rock stars that have never played outside of the town that they grew up in. But you go and see those guys, and you cannot deny that guy is a rock star.
Vinny.
Yeah.
Yep. Definitely
The guy that your buddy that sings for that 90s band.
Oh, yeah.
Mike
yeah.
Pirock?
Yeah, Mike, yeah.
That guy is a rock star, you know?
There's a lot of talent in this area, isn't there?
Yeah.
So it sounds like you're kind of describing like Dave Matthews Band.
Without the dwindling fan base in this room.
I'm just
joking. You know
joking.
What I'm saying?
Let's stay on topic here.
That's been a long-running joke during the show here tonight, just so you know. It's good stuff. Eric, I think they're picking on you, aren't they?
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, I got nothing against the DMB.
Yeah.
There is one Dave Matthews song that I like. The title escapes me, but it starts off with Dave just playing acoustic guitar and singing like maybe two verses.
That's all. I know.
And then the band jams in like the key of E for about 45 minutes. Oh, yeah, that's all their songs.
You've attended one of their concerts.
Yeah.
That's a long song. I didn't realize
that. Obviously, you guys have found something pretty special in this band in the short time period you've been together. I mean, obviously, you're all veterans in the music scene. You've been around it. But it sounds like you have a lot of fun together with what you have mixed here.
I think a lot of that goes is because of our ages. By the time you reach our age, all the drama gets chipped away and worn off, and now it's just about having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't... I'm not trying to be a rock star at this point. I'm just trying to have fun and give me a reason to keep my guitars and get out and
I've been lowering people's expectations for years and years.
So it's working. So finding a special chemistry is just a lot easier at our ages, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know if these guys can chime in, but we even in the studio, look, if somebody makes a mistake, leave it in.
Yeah.
If we wanted it a little rough and a little fun and not make it overly important, so
that's how it used to be, right? I mean, that's what made the music special. It was rough and raw.
That's what we think.
Yeah,
we're not polished people. We're not polished. You know, we're people with polished lives, so we don't sound that way either. So, we're not going to try to fool anybody.
So when you come to see 13 Saints, you're going to see something
you're
gonna
see
true.
Us.
You're going to see a rock and roll show.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I remember like the first, after like first few shows we played, like three or four people came up and were like, "Well, you guys are really fun," and you know, and there's part of that little piece in you that goes, "No, we're serious," you know. And then I remember we went to the studio and I was hearing the playback and I was like, "Nope, we're fun.
Yeah,
we're fun." You know?
They were right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think we're serious when we have to be mm-hmm. when it comes to obviously creating the music.
Yeah.
And obviously also making sure that we're, for the most part, as on as we can be for a live gig. You don't want to come totally unprepared. But, you know, we're not perfect. Rock and roll is not supposed to be perfect,
mm-hmm.
even though pop music these days.
Wow, that's
but anyway, awesome. So I mean, I think just, and yeah, our ages and been there, done that.
Mm-hmm.
I think we probably have all been through the BS.
Okay.
Being in a band, mm-hmm. so I think we're pretty conscious.
You've honed that skill.
Not causing any BS,
right?
You know.
Okay.
So
I got you.
That's my thinking sometimes.
Where did the name for the album come from, Crushing Copper? Because a lot of times, and I love this because a lot of times somebody will just pull whatever the album means to them, probably a song within that, but there's no song called Crushing Copper on this. So where did that come from?
We were recording in a studio in Sharpsburg called Very Tight. Recording studios run by a guy named Matt Very.
Genius.
Great studio, great guy, very very caring engineer and on his game.
Mm-hmm.
We looked at several other studios and were like, maybe not, absolutely not this guy. And he nailed exactly what he played a couple other projects he was working on. But behind there was a railroad track. I can't tell you what. But we had our original drummer went out and put pennies on the railroad tracks and waiting for the train to come by and gave them to everybody in the band as a little token of brotherhood and all that. And then we fired them. And I don't want to make that.
Somebody
make,
just turned the radio off out there.
I'm trying, making a joke that way, but he was a great drummer. He's mm-hmm. a funny guy. He's very intelligent. We just had artistic differences. It seemed that everything he wanted to bring to the table, as far as how his input in songs and and what have you always seemed to butt heads with ours.
Okay.
And because we were at that time, we were only into the band maybe 6 or 7 months, we figured it's better to take a change, make a change now.
Yeah.
And we hated to see him go in one aspect, but we just weren't seeing eye to eye.
So. Yeah, yeah. Well, it's sometimes.
So he crushed Copper on the, hence the name.
So you honored him with the name of the album anyway.
Well, yeah. it was one more thing that we're like, okay, he had an idea. Let's take this one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was actually a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was. And we'll recommend to Eric that you're not taking any pennies out to railroad tracks with these guys.
Yeah. It'll be nickels for him.
Where can people find copies of the album, a little bit of information on you guys?
Well, first and foremost, obviously you can come to our show, and obviously we have them there.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, you can get a hard copy of the CD at any show for $5.
Yeah.
There's not many left, I'll tell you that.
But well worth the pickup.
It's on every place you can find music, where I think we're on.
Spotify.
Yeah,
Spotify. It's on our website. It's
iTunes.
On,
you listen to the whole thing on our website.
It's Amazon. Yeah. Bandcamp. I think it's on all the usual places you can go find music and find us.
Yeah.
And 13 Saints Rock, the numbers 13 Saints Rock, spelled out, .com is your website.
Correct.
Exactly.
Tells you a little bit of everything that you need.
And from there, obviously, you can get to our Facebook, Instagram, YouTube.
Yep. Link on and find out where you guys are going. Do you play certain areas all the time, or do you kind of spread things around? Where can people come see 13 Saints play?
Well, I can tell you right now, September 8th is the next show. That's at Kativo, and that's with a few other bands, Max Out, Stone Cold Killer, Thunder Vest. And then we got a few shows in October. October 13th, we're at Moondogs. October 14th, we're doing a charity thing, Ride for Rescue, benefiting Paws Across Pittsburgh.
Okay.
That's with Brett Staggs and the Daylight Moon, Stone Cold Killer again, Vacancy. And then on October 27th, Halloween party at Good Time Bar and Grill with Johnny and the Razorblades, Gas Tiger, and possibly another band to be determined. I believe a fourth band might be on that.
Cool.
That's what we have lined up right now.
Yeah.
Taking a good bit of September off to go back to our second album.
Oh, cool.
Are we going with that for Held to the Floor as an album title? Like
Chuck is tentatively titled.
Yeah.
Tentative title. Yeah. Stay tuned.
However, accelerator pedal.
Stay tuned and see who gets fired.
I was just going to say, do you want to name your album? You might not want to.
With great title comes great responsibility.
Apparently.
You've
got to end your career.
Cool.
We'll be going back to the same studio again, very tight with Matt Very Engineering for us. And expect more of the same, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not looking to like...
Well, another jazz album.
Except... I'll be on the drums this time.
But we're not looking to grow in any way. We're going to do what we like to do and do what we do best.
Cool.
So we love the first album, and we're getting a lot of feedback for the new songs. It shows that people are like, these songs are even better than the first.
And cool.
I think they're all good.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, we're excited about that.
Well, I'll say this, guys. I've personally not seen you out, and I hope to catch you soon. But I did see quite a bit of buzz after a number of your shows that, you know, you need to check these guys out. They are fantastic live. So we'll certainly make that that sincere effort to get out and see you guys real soon, because it sounds like you got a buzz surrounding you. And that, I think that tells you a lot.
Yeah.
You know, so
we're also looking to spread out. We because the band's relatively new, we've been playing mostly in Pittsburgh and the surrounding areas. Mm-hmm. We just did a show in West Virginia Saturday. But any bands out there, New York, West Virginia, Ohio, need a band to come open, we'll have to come open a show for you.
Awesome.
California, Europe, you know what.
I mean, Butler still has a good music scene here. So, I mean, if there's any bands out there that hear our stuff and think we would match up well with you, we'll come up and do a show with you. If there are any club owners out there that hear this stuff and want original music in their establishment for a night, we'll come up.
We'll do the whole show. We'll bring bands with us if need be.
Right.
Share with bands already there. We're not picking. We
have close relationships with a lot of local Pittsburgh bands. So
good ones, and we have no problem bringing them.
Yeah.
And they have no problem coming with us.
That's great to hear. You know, we love to hear that because we talk about what is needed in the scene, and that's one of the key topics is bands working with other bands to make the scene happen. I mean, that's a must nowadays. We've talked about it quite a bit, and it's been mentioned on this show within the last month, as a matter of fact, saying, you know, what's the biggest change you've seen in the scene? Well, it is multiple bands doing shows together more than what you used to see in yesteryear. So.
Yeah, when I started out, it was the scene was competitive, bordering on hostile.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now it is, and now it is a community.
Yeah,
that like, you know, it's we all got to take a bite of that sandwich. You know,
learn the tough way. Hey, we got a couple more songs, guys. Before we go, we want to have you intro Better and The Pledge. Could you do that for us?
Yeah. Better is a collage of stereotypical people that give the world color. And I think a lot of people think the song is like, why are you busting balls against this group? It's not. I'm promoting them. I'm trying to build them up because they give the world color. And it's talks about stereotypes in one way, but I hope I hope it comes across it's a good way. That was my intention. And the opening scene is talking about a young kid dressing up with high heels and makeup, and everybody thought he's a drag queen. That segment's about me. They're like, oh, why are you busting on hetero, or why are you busting on the gay community? It's like, nah, that first line's about me. So
very honest. So many things are misinterpreted. You know, that's just the problem with everything.
Misinterpreted. Some other people like, oh, I don't know about that song Better. I'm offended by that. Like, why? It's like these are the people that give world color. Like, I'd spend a night with a bunch of drag queens and accountants anytime.
Drag queens can be accountants now, Creep.
Yeah, that's well, you never know.
Well, let's keep that part. Let's keep that part in the closet, the accountant part. Okay. Leave your briefcase at home, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, there'll be a bunch of firings at accounting firms after this airs. You know, we'll be like,
oh wow. So obviously,
how about The Pledge? Let's intro The Pledge as well. We'll follow that up with Better, Dave.
The Pledge, I'm sure. It comes across very political, but it's personal politics. It's not. I'm not preachy. I just have opinions that rhyme.
Cool. I like it. And it made a song.
That's right.
Hey, the new album is Crushing Copper. Well, it's the current album. Another new album yet to come, probably in 2018 or early
October. We hope. Yeah.
Oh wow, going to be a quick turnaround.
We went into the studio for that on a Saturday morning, hoping to do rhythm tracks for 6 songs. We did all the rhythm tracks for all 11 songs, like by 3:00. And went back Sunday and finished. We did that album in like 2 days.
Wow.
It was insane.
Cool. And ate 2 pizzas in between.
So, but we recorded live in the studio. We set up like a band.
Yeah, yeah, nice.
Because that's what the sound we were looking for.
And I like the flow. I mean, you've got something. I think you got something for everybody when they sit down and enjoy this. So. Yeah, so I hope you'll grab it and check them out. 13 Saints, guys, thanks for coming in. We got Dave, Creep, Ernie, and Eric. Appreciate you coming in tonight here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Come out to a show.
And we'd really like to thank you and like other radio stations that make time in their programming for original rock and roll that's local and not sent to you by a playlist or something to download. We really, really appreciate that.
Amen.
Keep creating the good music, and we'll keep putting it on. All right. It's the Grassroots Show tonight, visiting with 13 Saints on the Rock Station 97.7.
You keep a gun for your measure. You shoot.
definition. Scholastic lunches, zero nutrition. A dirty picture of the hooker and a preacher. A TV movie about a schoolboy hot for teacher. Issues quickly defined. Lit bumper stickers speak your mind. Mail order bride kept on a choker. You lost your mortgage in a backroom game of poker.
Shop Bros' Super Red at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, you're going to find them jam-packed, full of some of the best meats around. Deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads, various cuts of steak, bacon, a full line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese and more, and Butler's best hot sausage. And they're supporters of the local music scene as well, sponsors of the Grassroots Show and musicians themselves, as exampled by Austin and Diddy jamming out in the background. High on the hill and right on the price, it's Bros' Super Rat, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Tell them the Grassroots Show sent you.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
Mark those calendars for Saturday, September 30th at the Lindora Hotel. It'll be Cape Cod, the Red Lines, and Chet Vincent in the Big Bend with an 8 o'clock showtime. $5 admission for 21 and over. The next Rock Done Right tour stop is Zeeley on Tap. Mark those calendars for October the 14th. And on November 12th, the Rock Done Right tour stop will feature a Veterans Day benefit. Stay tuned for details. On the Shady Lady concert calendar, on September 17th, that's a Sunday afternoon, check out the Noble Hops Band at Narcisse Winery. It's another Thunder at the Barn bike night coming up on Wednesday, that's September 6th, at Peter B's in Sarver with Gatto Harley-Davidson. Giveaways, live acoustic music, and $2 tacos. And prepare to head to the Butler Fall Festival on Saturday, September 23rd in downtown Butler, presented by Shady Lady Productions. One of the musical events will be on the West Newcastle Street Plaza stage featuring Miss Freddy, also the Ray Lanick Band, Mo Nelson Band, and Shag Dog Melonhead. And there's two other stages happening in downtown Butler that day as well, so plan to be there. The Butler Fall Fest, September 23rd.
When looking for a lasting, cost-effective solution for your next construction project, consider a post-frame building from P&W Construction. Post-frame buildings, or pole buildings, are great for commercial buildings, warehouses, equestrian barns, or garages. And P&W Construction is Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings. When quality counts, call Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction, at 865-9590 or visit papolebuildingconstruction.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
The Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7. Yes, presented by Shady Lady Productions, and this segment sponsored by P&W Construction. Great to have you on board here tonight. Thank you for listening in. Thanks to the guys from 13 Saints being in the studio with us tonight to share some of their tunes. And I'll tell you what, I can't wait to see those guys live. They sound like a lot of fun. Some very talented music, some fun music, too. And I like the different styles. So, and you'll be hearing more of them, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
And don't forget, you can get in touch with us via the Grassroots page on Facebook, The Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7. Give it a like. Give it a share, if you will, and we keep you up to date with every show every week and some of the things that are going on in the local music scene. Or you can email us at grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. Tell your friends and tell them to get in touch with us if you haven't heard their music. If you've got friends in a band and you haven't heard them on the air, that's actually how we found out about 13 Saints. Our friend Sandra Scott told us about 13 Saints. That's how the word gets spread, kids.
Yep, and they get back to you with information, and they reply in a timely manner, and it all works out pretty good.
That's right. So there you go. We have a couple of songs before we go, and I don't know. This seems to be a theme of the last couple of weeks. We just encourage you to strap on your helmet and put the seatbelt on, because we're going to take you for a little ride to wrap up the show here tonight. And we're going to kick it off with another one of the cuts from the brand new Fist Fight in the Parking Lot album. But this one kind of is not what you would typically expect from Fist Fight, because, I mean, when you hear Fist Fight in the Parking Lot, I mean, there's reasons why there are three-legged ducks in the world. They come out and hit you right in the head. This one kind of takes you for a ride, and I like this from the new album. It's a new tune from the new Fist Fight in the Parking Lot called Downward Samson.
All right, and we will take the show out tonight with Raven's Law, and a song of theirs called Empty Voids. They have a new three-song EP out. And you can check that out. One of the members of that band, Jeremy Hetman, I used to work with in a band way back in the day called the Hitchcock Curse. So he's got this new project going on here and reached out to us. And so we throw that on. And, yeah, you might want to strap yourself in. So.
All right. And then strap yourself in again next Sunday night at 7 o'clock for more of the Grassroots Show.
Yeah, and speaking of next Sunday, I would like to invite you all out to Narcissi Winery. The Noble Hops Band will be playing out there, and you can come and enjoy some afternoon wine tasting and music with us.
Well, we'll see you all out there, and then we'll catch you here for the Grassroots Show, just like we have it every Sunday night on The Rock Station 97.7.
From the Honda North Studios. Yep, it's that time of year. Football tailgates, autumn festivals, pumpkin spice lattes, and don't forget the huge clearance savings on every remaining 2017 Honda in stock. So hurry into Honda North. If you like saving thousands of dollars and driving a great new car, this may end up being your very favorite fall activity. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7.